Welcome to REN's third quarter 2011 results on the 8th of November 2011. Throughout today's presentation, all participants will be in a listen-only mode. After the presentation, there will be an opportunity to ask questions. If any participant has difficulty hearing the presentation, please press the star followed by the zero on your telephone for operator assistance. I'll now hand the conference over to Ms. Ana Fernandez. Please go ahead, madam.
Hello, everyone. Good afternoon. Thank you for joining us for this quarter's results conference call. We think that the presentation is very clear, so in order not to make you waste your time, we think we'll go straight to Q&A, okay? Benny?
Thank you, madam. Would you like to go for questions?
Yes, please.
Okay. If any participant would like to ask a question, please press the star followed by the one on your telephone. To cancel this request, please press the star followed by the two. Your questions will be polled in the order they are received, and there'll be a short pause whilst participants register for a question. Once again, if any participant...
Já temos cinco.
Thank you. The first question comes from Carolina Dores from Morgan Stanley. Please go ahead with your question.
Hi. Good afternoon, everyone. I have two questions. The first one, if you can give an update on the privatization process, whatever piece of information you could have, it would be helpful. And also, if you think if there are any news in terms of the government flexing the limitations of a shareholder to have more than 10% or 5% share in REN, if it's an utility. And the second question is, what's the nature of the non-recurring item on the net income on this quarter? Thank you.
Okay. Good afternoon. It's Rui Cartaz speaking. So concerning the shareholders' limits, the government has not yet stated the maximum limits of participations in REN's share capital. What we do know is that the decree law of the privatization of REN, which was published a couple of days ago, has a clause that states that the government will set new limits according to a resolution of the Council of Ministers. So it's formally stated that new limits will be set. I think that the government kept up to now open the precise size of the limits. So I'm afraid for the moment I cannot say any further. On the non-recurrent items on 2011, it's a tax item that has to do with the deductibility of some costs of the holding company. So, and it refers to the year 2008. More precisely, in 2008, some costs of the holding were considered as fiscal costs, and in the end of the day, they were not accepted as fiscal costs. And the situation is unique to 2008. It was accounted once the fiscal administration sent us a note stating that we had to remove those costs as fiscal costs. Those costs were related with the purchase, were still related with the purchase of the natural gas assets that took place in the end of 2006. But the important thing here is that it's an item that is unique to the year 2008. The problem does not exist neither in 2007 nor in the years later than 2008. So I think that I answered both of your questions.
Yes, thank you.
Thank you. The next question comes from Fernando Garcia from Espirito Santo. Please go ahead with your question.
Hi, good afternoon. On the privatization side, I understand that in the direct divestment, this could be done to just a single company or a group of companies. This is my first question, and I wanted to know also the you could clarify about what could be the limit for this direct divestment. Second, if you could update on the gas remuneration. We just have remuneration for electricity, and I wonder if there is any news on gas also. And third, if you could provide any guidance for interest costs for 2012. Thank you.
Could you repeat the last one, please?
If you could provide with a guidance for interest costs for 2012.
Okay. So, trying to answer each of your three questions. The first one, concerning the privatization, I think that, first, the state received four bids to its... to the first stage of the process, which was designed to get indicative offers. So the state got four indicative offers. And it's in the process of analyzing those indicative offers and deciding which of those four will be selected for the second stage of the process, which aims at obtaining binding offers. The intention of concerning the number of bidders that are going to be retained in the end of the process has not been taken. I believe that the most likely numbers are either one or two. So I think that the most likely scenario is either one or two reference shareholders after this first stage of the procedures. Concerning the second question, which was about the natural gas regulation, the company is awaiting a clarification of the regulator on the type of regulation that will prevail in the next 3 years, starting 2012. We are no longer expecting any change for the short term on the existing regulation, but we do expect some kind of clarification that at least clarifies the where the regulator is concerning the type of rate of return that will be applied, namely whether it is a fixed rate or a rate related to market conditions. So this is our expectation in the management of REN, and we hope that happens in the very short term, given that it should be known by the bidders before the final bids are obtained. The third issue concerning interest, I will ask João Nuno, the CFO, which is also present at this conference call, to give you an answer.
Hello, good afternoon. João Nuno Calma speaking. So related to the expected costs, financial costs for 2012, what we can tell you is that, from the type of source, we have 32% of EIB, which is a very stable source of funding. So we expect that source of funding to have a very stable cost of funding even next year. So we could increase that very slightly. The next one, which is the bonds, which represents now 46% of our source of fundings, they will have a rating step up. So as you can see by our conditions of our bond, which are public, and you can see it on Bloomberg, they will have a step up in December when we reprice that bond with 1.5%, which is related to the rating trigger, the recent downgrades of rating. The commercial papers, all of them have been repriced, and so all of them, in a way, they reflect the current market conditions, so we don't expect, well, of course, if markets deteriorate, they will increase, but they already have been repriced. 68% of our source of funding are fixed rate, and 32% is in floating rate.
Rui Cardacho again, just to complete my answer to the first two questions, the first question more concretely, I think that the one thing that is clear concerning the size of the blocks that are going to be sold, or the block or blocks, the maximum size of the direct sale is the size that does not imply a legal obligation to a takeover bid. According to current Portuguese law, that means that the maximum size should be lower than one-third, lower than 33.33%. That's the only limit that is already clear in this process. So we know that the current limits are about to be changed. We know that the change will occur through a resolution of the Council of Ministers, and we know that the maximum block that is being considered is below the imperative takeover bid, which is 33.33%. Next question, please.
Thank you, sir. The next question comes from Gonzalo Sanchez Bordona from BPI. Please go ahead with your question.
Hi, good afternoon, everyone. I have three questions, if I may. First one would be on the privatization, going back again to that. Do you expect any, or have you had any conversations with the potential bidders? Or do you expect any change in the strategy of the company as a result of the privatization? Do you have any visibility on that, or you just, given that the size of the blocks will be lower than a control position, you don't expect any relevant changes in the strategy of the company? That is the first question. And then on the one-off that we saw this quarter, do you expect any other one-off or exceptional items to be booked in the P&L until year-end this year, or do you expect that we will only have this during this year? And finally, on the CapEx, we've seen a significant 12% increase in CapEx year-to-date versus last year. Could you provide us an update on your CapEx target for this year? You think it's going to be similar to previous year, or is going to continue the trend the first 9 months? Thank you.
Okay, thank you for the questions. The first, well, we don't have had any conversations after the indicative bids were delivered by the candidates. Although we will have conversations with the bidders that are selected by the government to the second stage. So the management will be involved concretely in the discussion of the synergies and on the strategic partnership agreement that is expected to accompany the sale contract to the winning bidders. If we expect at the management a change in the strategy of the company, well, I think that first, we don't know yet what is the size of the main block to be sold, but it's only to be expected that after the privatization, the new shareholders, together with the existing shareholders, reanalyze the business plan of the company, and it's absolutely normal and to be expected that that reanalysis can give rise to some adjustments and to some changes. But we don't think that the main strategy of the company is about to be changed, given that the company is has already included in its strategic plan to remain focused on its core business, that is electricity and natural gas transmission, and also to start an international to internationalize and to diversify its country and its regulatory risks. So we think, we believe that all the bidders in this first stage share the view that the company should grow and should improve its risk profile, which today is too much concentrated on the sovereign risk. That's one of the problems that the company has been facing. We have currently almost 100% of our activity in Portugal, and we are in the early stages of changing that over-dependence on Portugal. Concerning the question on the one-offs and if we expect more, well, we don't, but we have an issue that is that may be decided before the end of the year, which is a contingency related to still related with the rights to the dividend of Galp Energia, related to the exercise of 2005, and it's likely that a decision by the court will be reached before the end of the year. If that is the case, we may adjust according to that decision, adjust what we have done up to now, which I remind all of you, it's a provision that covers 50% of the original value that was at stake in the decision that is being contested by REN. So that's the only non-recurrent item that may occur during the last quarter of the year. Concerning the capex of the company, if I understood well your question, you were asking me whether the value of this year, 2011, would be below the level of last year.
No, higher.
Higher.
Yep.
Well, it won't be higher. It will be actually lower. It was already planned to be lower. And the value of our investments in the natural gas area, due to a decision taken by the company but which was not included in the budget for 2011, we will stay below the value of the budget in natural gas. Concerning electricity, we will probably stay close to the figure that was in the budget, which was at any rate below the value, the real value of 2010, or it was slightly lower. The bottom line is that the overall capex for this year is below the amount that was reached last year. On the other hand, And to give you a perspective of how the company is looking at its CAPEX plans, although keeping the overall amount that was announced in the strategic plan up to 2016, I remind you that in 2010 we had an amount of 3.2 billion in power plus gas in the overall period from 2010 to 2016. And I think that this amount will be kept in our plan until after the privatization we make the normal revision of our long-term business plan, but we have at any rate replanned our investments so as to alleviate the level of CAPEX in 2012 and 2013. And we have pushed some of the projects that we had in our six-year CAPEX program towards the second half of the period, so that in 2012 and 2013, the level of CAPEX that we will carry out will be significantly lower than the level of CAPEX that we had in 2010. So we have not yet finalized the budgeting process for 2012, but the decision has been taken, and it has been transmitted to both rating agencies that we will slow down our CAPEX in the next 2 years. So as far as I can see, I tried to answer all of your three questions. Next question, please.
Once again, if any participants would like to ask a question, please press the star followed by the 1 on your telephone. To cancel this request, please press the star followed by the 2. Your questions will be polled in the order they're received, and we'll have a short pause whilst participants register for a question. And as a final reminder, if any participant would like to ask a question, please press the star followed by the 1 on your telephone. We do not appear to have any further questions. Please continue with any points you wish to raise.
Okay, so if there's no further questions, I would like to sum up the management's view on this quarter's results and on our perspectives. I think that this quarter brought us results that are in line with our expectations, and we kept some trends that were already present in the last quarters that we discussed with you. First, the company is carrying out a comprehensive program of cost reduction, which is which shows up in our OPEX figures, and we will carry out this program to other areas where that were not the first ones to be the objective of detailed cost reduction measures, so that we believe that we will continue to show results in the streamlining of our structure and in the behavior of our OPEX costs. Also in CAPEX, we are developing a comprehensive approach to take full advantage of the fact that we now have reference costs in place, and we will, as soon as we have a first historical track record of what we achieved in the CAPEX area, we will let you know. The new regulation for electricity was, in our view, a well-balanced result. We were not expecting to keep the Portuguese 10-year treasury bills as the indexator, given the fact that the secondary market had disappeared in practice, and so it would be, in our view, almost impossible to convince the regulator to keep the formula absolutely unchanged. But we think that the result that in the end of the day was achieved is a well-balanced result that allows the company to invest above its cost of capital in the coming 3 years. And we also think that the kind of indexator that the regulator came up with is a reasonable solution to the difficulty of finding a suitable indexator. Concerning natural gas, our expectation is that there should be a closing of the gap between the two approaches to regulation. So what we are expecting is that the regulator takes in due account the market conditions when it defines the regulatory model for natural gas. We don't think that the statement that the regulator may produce in the coming days or weeks will clarify the full details of the next regulatory period, but we do expect that something is said that shows this closing of the gap between the two areas of the business of REN. And we do definitely expect to have in the next regulatory period a situation where we can resume our normal investment plans in natural gas as well. So concerning the regulation, that's what we think. We also are optimistic concerning the privatization process because we think that the four bidders are, all of them are credible, and we think that the government is looking not just at the financial aspects of the transaction, it's also looking at the value added of each of the four potential bidders to the business plan of REN, and so we are fairly optimistic that in the end of this period the company will be better prepared to cope with its current financial difficult environment and to grow and diversify and create value to its shareholders. So the fact that we are being involved in the process is also an additional guarantee that business profile of the company and its medium-term objectives are being taken into account, and we expect the process to increase the value for all the shareholders of our company. So let's talk later. As soon as we have more news concerning the natural gas regulation, we'll let you know. And if any of you has any further question, you can still make it. Otherwise, we will stay here and close the meeting.
Thank you, everyone. Thank you for coming today.
Ladies and gentlemen, this concludes today's presentation. Thank you for your participation, and you may now disconnect.